Jesus found himself over in the tax collector's office. Here we have again the carpenter in a tax collector office. He's over there because of the interest and activities of a disciple named Matthew.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Living Out the Great Commandment.
You see, one of the most important ways we experience that sense of community is we get to know some of the interests and activities of friends around us. I've got friends who like to, collect old motorcycles. I've got friends today who's learning to fly fish. Interests and activities, getting to know those people, that's a part of deepening our sense of connectedness. Community, we would call it.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries with your homework for the next 24 hours. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
It's Friday, and you guessed it, it's time for the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. In other words, how to better love God and how to better love those around you, how to love others as you love yourself, living out the Great Commandment. Living out that Great Commandment in the real world, a world often filled with pain and hurt, grief and confusion. And our focus this week has been on asking the right questions so we can receive the right answers to help others in our lives and relationships. Asking the right questions. Leading our discussion this week, Dr. David Ferguson, and from Intimate Life Ministries, Terry Ferguson Sneed.
Welcome to the TGIF version of Great Commandment Radio as daughter Terry and I all week are sharing this time with you.
Yeah, it's been a fun week to be here.
It has, particularly as we've explored the idea of asking the right questions. You know, Terry, we've been exploring all week long that it's almost, I don't think we've used this word, but it's almost as if the flesh inside of us, the naturalness, is kind of wired to ask all the wrong things.
Yeah, I don't naturally think about what people might be needing or pain they might be needing comfort for.
Mm-mm. Right.
That doesn't first come to mind.
No, I'm wired to say, why are you acting like that? Quit doing that. Wipe that look off your face, Turn that down.
Just stop it.
Just stop it. And on today's program, we're going to talk about another question I think we're all wired to ask, and that is, when are you going to change? When are you going to change? It's almost wired for the, it's really the parable of Matthew chapter 7. We're kind of all wired, Jesus says, to kind of look at what's wrong with the other person's eye.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them? And there's something important about us asking a different question. The question is this, what kind of person am I becoming? In our work, we oftentimes say, you're either going to be asking that question, what kind of person am I becoming? Or you're almost instinctively going to ask the other question, what kind of person ought you to be becoming? And,
We probably better explain that. What's the wrong with the other person's eye? We probably better explain that some more.
Yeah, some more of that says...
That's the parable of...
The parable of log and splinter.
Yes, you mean that when I'm focusing on the splinter in your eye, I might be missing what?
The log, the beam, the huge problems in mine. So the example would be, as
the
I look...
The giant pillar.
Yeah, the giant pillar. So as I look over there and I see in your mom's eye, why didn't she quit telling me how to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The woman is a control freak. All right? You know, as I look over there. And then God comes back.
That would
back,
be her splinter.
That's her splinter. And God's come back and says, why don't you roll out this scroll on which I have written all of yours, Dave? And he starts kind of scrolling out. You know, you're insensitive. You've never thought about taking your wife a cup of coffee when you go get one. You get in bed and you never think about turning down her side of the bed.
Oh.
You know, I mean, he just keeps unrolling.
And the list is long.
And the list is long. And you go to the mall and you sit there and work on your papers. And every time she walks by with joy, she looks over there and she sees this slug who's sitting there with no joy. And he just keeps going. Now, that is the beam. That's the huge pillar in Dave's eye. Are you getting the point?
I think we got it, yeah.
Did your mom tell you to press me on this question? she coached you on this, didn't she?
she did.
I believe she did. She coached
she
you.
She called me before the break.
I know she did. She called me. She said, man, take him down with a log of splinter principle. Now, how about you folks? Is it true, isn't it true, that each of us tend to want to think, when and why doesn't this person change, rather than what kind of person am I becoming? That's what we're exploring today. And even though we've laughed about it, it's been painful, Terry, for me to look at that question.
I know.
You know, Romans 14:12 says, each of us must give an account, I hate it says this,
of ourselves.
To God. I've just been wanting to give an account of your mom to God. You know, just kind of get there saying, now, God, you probably haven't noticed. You probably haven't noticed she worries a lot. Yes, as if God said, now, Dave, you know, I have noticed that. You
that
know?
Hasn't slipped by.
That haven't slipped from mind. But then he comes back and says, and let me tell you what I've noticed about you, Dave. You see, that's the part. I must give an account of myself. And so as we introduce our teaching segment today, we're just kind of in a humorous way saying, you know what? One of the most important issues of maturity, one of the most important issues for any of us is to begin to ask the question, what kind of person am I becoming? And particularly as we explore in our teaching segment, the lessons from the Good Samaritan, we're going to be talking about becoming a person of grace. Now, this will be another one we could kind of explore, Terry, just like the log and the splinter printable. What in the world is a grace? And yet we're talking about unmerited favor. We're talking about undeserved love. Becoming a person who shares, who gives, who takes initiative. Sharing undeserved love. People don't deserve it, but we share it anyway. They've not earned it. They've not earned our forgiveness, but they're given it. They've not earned our acceptance, but we give it. They've not given encouragement first, but we encourage them. Becoming a person of grace. That's what the Good Samaritan was. We don't know this explicitly from the Bible story of the Good Samaritan, but we do know this about Samaritans. They were outcast. They were kind of half-breeds. This guy must have experienced, Terry, probably some rejection.
Mm.
You know, he might have got some teasing.
Mm-hmm.
He might have got ignored some, criticized some, made fun of some. And you can't help but wonder, if somewhere along his journey, somebody didn't love him well, somebody didn't accept him, somewhere along the way, somebody reached out to him, somebody gave him grace, somebody extended to him unmerited favor, undeserved love, and maybe inside the heart of that Samaritan welled up gratitude. You know, even as I talk about that, Terry, you've heard me talk about as I was growing up, the grace, the undeserved love I got from my grandfather, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Of how in the midst of a lot of my rebellious behavior and dumb things as a teenager, my grandfather would just accept me anyway. And he just loved me well. And he never once kind of beat me over the head with my faults, my sins, my rebellion. He just loved me. And it produced in me a gratitude and a real understanding of how someone can love you even when you've been a jerk.
Yeah, when you give thought to how much you've received, that's a whole lot easier to give it, isn't it?
That is. And that's what grace does. Grace produces gratitude. And maybe gratitude, then, is what empowered that Samaritan across the road. You see, the priest and the Levite, they noticed, but they stayed on their side of the road. Is it possible that grace, the unmerited favor of God, that it's touched your life, the more you contemplate on it, God stirs up gratitude. And in that gratitude, it empowers you to minister it to others around you. That's the journey we'll explore in our teaching segment. Thanks for joining us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries. Visit our website before the week's over so you can receive today's free download, more biblical and practical how-tos for applying relational first aid in your closest relationships. Promise you can use it in the next 24 hours. Go to greatcommandment.net for the free download, more radio broadcast, and our Great Commandment network of churches. Churches of various sizes, denominations, and worship styles that share one thing in common. They want to be a help and support to you, to your marriage, as a Christian single, as a parent, and more. That's the Great Commandment Network of Churches, today's free download and resources, and much, much more at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. We'll take you into our Relational First Aid Training Course with Dr. Ferguson next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for Great Commandment Living. How-tos for Great Commandment Leading. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a leadership quality of Jesus Himself, putting people before results.
Our world seems to be filled with leaders that focus upon the results, what we call the bottom line. Are we getting anything done here? Are we making a profit? I mean, how about these nickels and noses at church? Are there more nickels this year than last? More noses here than last? In the midst of that, focus on results. How does Jesus lead? He leads by putting relationships before results.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment leadership, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. All of this week, we've been giving you little bits and pieces of our Relational First Aid Training Course, practical training in being a good Samaritan, a first responder in a hurting world. Go to greatcommandment.net. You'll find out more about Relational First Aid. And from that course, some tips on how to become a person of grace. Here's Dr. David Ferguson from Relational First Aid.
A person of grace. If you and I are really going to see the needs in the lives of people around us, we're going to accurately see them,
We're going to have to look beyond their faults and see their needs. We're going to have to express what we theologically embrace as grace, an unmerited favor that doesn't react to people's faults, doesn't react to their deeds, but sees the needs underneath those. What we're going to find is that for us to be a people who really become sensitive, if you will, to the needs of people around us, I think what you'll find is one of the key reasons we're not as sensitive to people's needs as God wants us to be, is that we're being challenged to become a people of grace. Some of you have heard us in our ministry focus a lot on what we call the Zacchaeus principle out of Luke 19. And we love to focus upon that because it so illustrates that here we've got this tax collector, Zacchaeus, sold out to his own people, collecting taxes here. And apparently he lies, he cheats, he steals from people. He hears Christ is coming to town, climbs up in that tree. And yet that illustrates for us the kind of people we're going to find laying beside the road all around us. We're going to find people lying, cheating, stealing. We're going to find them there after compromise, after failure, after sin. We're going to find them in their deeds, whether it's our own children, whether it's our spouse, whether it's friends, coworkers. We're going to first oftentimes be tempted to react to their behaviors rather than minister to their needs. And here we are with Zacchaeus in the tree, and Christ stops at the base of that tree. And we always focus on two things. First, it's critically important what Christ does not say to Zacchaeus. He does not say to him, "You lying, cheating thief, get down from there and stop it," which is what we can oftentimes be tended to say. Stop that. In fact, if I could be honest with you, even if I reflect on my own married life for a moment, a great deal of those early years were stolen away by so much focus upon what another person needed to change. That Teresa and I spent too many years focused upon, you know, hurry up, you're going to be late. Why don't you pick that up? Quit telling me how to drive. Reacting to one another's behaviors rather than ministering to one another's needs.
That's Dr. David Ferguson on Becoming a Person of Grace, part of our Relational First Aid training course. We will wrap up the course and the week with a meditation you don't want to miss. It's coming up next. Do be sure to visit our website today, a free download, more how-tos on practicing relational first aid, being a good Samaritan, and resources like training courses, workshops, and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. A quick break, then back from Relational First Aid, a meditation for you to close out the week. Stay tuned.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, including your spouse. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a new beginning when it comes to dating your mate.
I mean, I used to think it was fine if we just waited until you finally said, you know, aren't we ever going to do anything together, or are we giving up on fun in our marriage? And I would say, okay, tomorrow night we'll go, shrug my shoulders, and we go. It seems to be that a new beginning in our marriage would be when I took the initiative to actually plan a time when we might go do something fun together.
A woman likes initiative. That means he's thinking about her. He's caring for her. Now, that may be a new beginning in your life.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on having a great commandment marriage, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. We wrap up our series on asking the right questions and this week's edition of Great Commandment Radio with a special meditation. It's from our Relational First Aid Training Course. I'll tell you more in just a few minutes. And it's a meditation you may want to use in your family or Sunday school class or a Bible study or even from the pulpit this weekend. Here's Dr. David Ferguson from Relational First Aid.
Luke 15, you remember this passage that talks about this prodigal. The story, I'm convinced, is not so much about the prodigal as it is about the father. The prodigal, however, is one that I think all of us can easily identify with. You remember this prodigal who shows up in Luke 15 and begins to say, give me what's mine? Even as I read that passage, just freshly in the last couple of weeks, there's something inside of me that can identify with a tendency to say, give me. There's a sense of selfishness that I find inside of myself. Something that's preoccupied with me and my plans and my goals. Give me. All of us, I think, at times can identify with that sense of selfishness. Secondly, in that story of the prodigal son, there's a story of his self-reliance. When he finds himself in a mess in a foreign land, squandered his money, you can almost see this self-reliance that comes in, almost a prideful, arrogant self-reliance that says, I know what'll take care of this. I got myself into this mess. I'll get myself out. I'll go find a pig farmer and feed pigs. And I don't know about you, but I can identify at times with that sense of self-reliance. I'll take care of this. There's also a sense in that passage of self-condemnation. That sense of, I'm not even worthy to be called my father's hired hand, he says. Some of us at times struggle with that sense of unworthiness. And yet the beautiful part of the story is that even as you and I can identify with times when we've been selfish, times when we've been pridefully self-reliant, times when we have questioned our own sense of worthiness to the Lord, even in the midst of all of that is the miracle of what happens as that prodigal heads home and he finds the Father's response. You see, it's a testimony of grace in the Father's response. And what I thought we would do for just a moment is to take a moment to meditate on that passage. And if you will kind of experience, I hope, afresh and anew, a little bit of the power of Luke 15:20. The Bible would say, as the Father sees this prodigal. Would you just bow with me for a moment of meditation? The Bible talks a lot about meditation. And we do so little of it today. Let's try that for a moment. Would you picture just in your heart now this prodigal who has selfishly found himself squandering everything? finding himself feeding pigs, questioning his worth. And the Bible says that he decides to arise and go, and he heads home. Can you picture this prodigal heading home through dusty roads, making his way, winding roads home? And picture him turning this last corner toward home. And maybe in your mind for a moment, picture that this prodigal is not just any old prodigal, it's you. It's me. You and I are the prodigal. You and I have been touched by the pain of selfishness, the pride of self-reliance, the hiding of shameful unworthiness. The prodigal's you and I. Would you picture the prodigal just making that last turn toward home? And then might the Holy Spirit lead us to experience freshly in our own hearts the testimony of grace. As Luke 15:20 says, when the Father saw him a long way off, he was moved with compassion. And he ran toward this son. Would you picture in your heart right now, maybe the Christ running towards you? Christ of glory, running towards you, not with lectures, with criticism, with rebuke, but with compassion to embrace you. A ring, a robe, a party. When he saw you a long way off, in spite of your selfishness, your pride, your hiding, when he saw you a long way off, he was moved with compassion and ran towards you. He took initiative to care for you. He accepted and brought restoration with the robe, the ring, the party. Father, I pray that you would fill our hearts with gratitude often, with the grace that we have received. That you'd bring us back oftentimes to this time when we can reflect freshly upon the grace of the embracing Christ, who in His risen, resurrected glory has received us as His children, embraced us into His family. Father, would you bring us often to this time where we just might pause and picture ourselves being embraced by the arms of the Lord Jesus, Him having run toward us, not with rebuke and criticisms, but with compassion. And that, Father, the gratitude and wonder of that would lead us across the road with similar grace. Do that, I pray. Might we each take a moment to just thank the Lord for that right where you're at. Maybe you want to pray with another person or two, but let's just take a moment to thank the Lord for such grace. Just a testimony of thanksgiving, a testimony of a grateful heart. Would you pray with a person around you for just a moment? Just a testimony of thankfulness, a prayer of gratitude. Lord, thank you. Just pray together, would you? Thank you, Father, for such grace. Thank you. Thank you for saving me at 21. Thank you for drawing me into yourself in the midst of my rebellion.
That's Dr. David Ferguson from our training course, Relational First Aid. Attend the entire course in your car, in your home, in a Sunday school or Bible study. Go to greatcommandment.net. There you'll find this week's resource, Relational First Aid, and our daily downloads. You can also catch this broadcast and others again. And of course, our Great Commandment network of churches. Churches that teach biblical, practical how-tos for loving God and loving others. All at greatcommandment.net. And every resource order goes to support a vital ministry that we believe in, and that is the ministry of local Christian radio. Support stations in your own community and around the country with your order today. This week, Relational First Aid. Relational First Aid at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll learn more how-tos for loving God and loving others next week on Great Commandment Radio. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.